Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I'd say don't be so hard on yourself at this young age. Just keep on pushing. You have more years in front of you. It's not the end of the world. And you have a lot of time to succeed on what you want to succeed in.
Hi, my name is Shayna. I play small forward and my jersey number 16.
Hi, I'm Jalissa. I'm jersey number 23 and I play a power forward.
Hi, I'm Francesca. I'm jersey number 8 and I play an all-around guard.
Hi, I'm Chloe. I'm jersey number 3 and I also play an all-around guard.
Hi, I'm Abby. I'm jersey number 27 and I'm a center.
Hi, my name is Alyssa. I'm number 7 and I play a guard.
Hi, I'm Janella and my position is center and my jersey number is 15.
Hi, I'm Jessica. I'm jersey number 24 and I play guard.
How's your basketball journey so far? Like, you're preparing for sure for a big tournament coming your way. How are the preparation, especially it's closing to the holidays? How was it?
It's really intense. I reckon we work really hard and it prepares us really well for the competition that we're going to face in the Philippines.
Because it's way more intense in the Philippines than it is here.
Yeah, I agree.
And the fact that it's also humid over there. They know what it's like to play with the humidity and we don't. So it just gives us more of a chance to train harder.
What did you feel when you were selected as part of the official team?
Well, I felt really privileged. Obviously, it's an opportunity that not everyone gets to have. So extremely privileged and ready for the opportunity to face in April.
I was actually really surprised that I was able to reach this level that I'm playing against. And I'm just really excited to play against this intensity that I have to face in the Philippines.
I was really surprised. And when my mom told me, I didn't believe her until she had to show me the message.
So a while ago, I asked your coach, like, how is the training process for you guys before you hop on into the MIC basketball official team? Were you hesitant at first when joining the team, like doing the tryouts? Did you question yourself if you can make it to the team and if you really can play basketball?
I would say yes, because this is, again, a big opportunity. And for us to make it, it's gone pretty far.
When did you know in yourself that you like the sport? Because, you know, before, we treat basketball just for men's, right? But as we move forward now, it's a different era now. So every sport, like every gender can play the sport. So when did you know that you have this high interest with playing basketball? Yes.
So basically, I grew up watching my dad play in his Filipino leagues. And when I just watched him, I felt really inspired. And then I asked him one day if I could start playing, like if he could teach me. And then he took me out to the backyard and he started training me. And that's how I started playing.
Probably when I first got my, like I first scored 2 points, I was like, whoa, this is something I really want to do. And then I just kept like pushing myself to be how I am now.
All right. So in terms of balancing your school, your trainings and other stuff in life, how do you maintain that? How do you do that?
Well, I just try my hardest. I try my hardest to balance it all and still have a social life. So I see my friends a lot and work on my studies and just play basketball, just, you know, for fun.
I found it really difficult to balance it this year. Because this year for studies, it was really serious. But at this point now, I feel like I've gotten to a flow state and understood how to balance everything now. So,
did your family fully supported the sport that you were doing? Like, I can see now, they're outside. There's a lot of people outside. But did your family play a big role in this sport?
Driving us.
Yeah, definitely.
And how often do you train, let's say, for the week?
Probably like every day.
Every day.
About like 6-7 times a week. So it's been like really difficult, but we just put in a lot of work and just try our best.
Yeah. I think it's just a massive risk that they take in believing in us and supporting us throughout the whole process.
Mm-hmm. But what are their reminders to you in terms of playing this basketball as well as you guys are doing the academics? So what are their points to you?
Just to work hard and pay them back by showing them that we can achieve also outside at school and also be more like, they're like a role model to us, for us to be great, not only in our sports but also in academics.
Okay, so did you feel any pressure in regards of making it to the basketball team as well as with your school life?
I felt a lot of pressure at first because, like, my parents put in so much for me to get where I am today. And so, like, I felt like I need to give it back to them and show them.
Mm-hmm. How about the other girls? Like, no pressure at all, or...?
They just told me to give my best and that I just needed to give everything that I got, and it would just all work out the way it was supposed to be if I gave, like, my best.
All right. Speaking of giving your best, how would you describe the chemistry in your team?
So we've been training over, like, the past, like, 6-7 months, and we've been putting a lot of effort to really connect with each other and be the best we can be to prepare for the Philippines.
How do you handle, like, situations where the other girls can't train for that certain day?
So if we're doing, like, plays and we don't really know what's, like... Let's say someone doesn't know the play, we just try to explain it to each other and help them out so we can be the best we can be.
In terms of playing, in terms of... what is your most favorite part in playing? Like, during the game itself? Is it the adrenaline? Is it winning or losing? No one wants to lose, I know, but just first question first, like, what's your favorite part of the game? Is it the huddle? Is it the coaching session?
For me, it's the adrenaline and also winning. Losing comes a part of basketball, so it's just how you take losing and what you do with it after.
When you lose a game, how do you handle those?
We just train harder. We push ourselves to be better, set goals and try and reach them so we can achieve them and be really good for the Philippines next year.
Like, of course, you tend to cry, you tend to be frustrated. Yeah. So in your team, is it okay to show that emotion?
Yes, because it shows how much passion you have for the sport.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes.
What did you learn in your journey so far?
I feel like we've learned how to bounce back from setbacks, like when we lose, when we don't train as well as we know we can, just bounce back and being better the next time we train or play.
Having a lot of confidence. So sometimes you can get in your own head and lose confidence, but you just got to remember that it's just a game and to really try your best no matter what and gain that confidence back.
How about your relationship with your coaches? How's it? Is it up and down? How would you describe your relationship with your hardworking coaches, for sure?
Well, they definitely push us to be really good because they know our potential and they know how far we can go, which just shows how much passion, how much love they put into the sport, as much as us. So I feel like it's really good to have such a good coach to push us because they know how good we can be.
Do you also dream to be part of the Philippine national basketball team?
Yeah, one day I hope to be able to represent my country. GILAS is a very serious program. All those girls work really hard. Those girls are dedicated to basketball. Basketball is every day for them. They they eat, sleep, breathe it. So I wish and aspire to be like one of those girls.
In terms of like basketball players, I know you watch a lot of basketball games. I hope I'm right. Do you have these players that you look up to? It could be your parents if they are playing the sport.
I really look up to LeBron James because I really like how he plays and he's been my idol for a lot of years.
I'd say my dad, because when I was young, I'd always watch him play basketball. And then when I started playing basketball, he kept on pushing me to be my best. So he really inspired me.
I would say my brother Jonah and my one of my best friends Malik, because they both show a lot of passion for the sport, and watching them both play and then how hard they try when they train is really inspiring.
I know you are all very young, you're under 16, but let's say some girls are listening to you below that age. What would be like some of your advices to them if they want to pursue this kind of sport?
I would say to them, just keep going. You're going to get far. And like, just believe in yourself and trust in the process.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Any more?
That's exactly what I was going to say. So someone else can say something.
I'd say don't be so hard on yourself at this young age. Just keep on pushing. You have more years in front of you. It's not the end of the world. And you have a lot of time to succeed on what you want to succeed in.
Gaano kahirap or ano yung naging sitwasyon nyo in terms of handling these girls?
Training-wise, it's hard to yung schedule nila because some of them play different reps, domestic and everything on a Saturday. So sometimes kulang sila. So it's just the schedules. So it's hard to i-match yung schedule nila. That's the one reason, yeah.
For you, Gretel, since you're the founder of this team, what made you do that to create this team?
It's for us as a team. We're giving back to all the kids now. We've been like, we started this journey when we start doing training with our kids, and we experienced a lot on our side. So it's giving back to all other kids in our community, especially on Filipino community, to give them a chance to play in other country, and there's another opportunity and be representing the national team. So just see outside and the opportunity outside, not only in Australia, but in Philippines or US, and giving back and giving them training, good training, and all this opportunity. So that's where we started.
Is this the first year of Make Basketball, or?
It's the third year, but for the girls, I think it's third year also, but it's first year for 16 under girls. Okay. And it's under Victoria.
So some of these girls have been with the team for 3 years now?
2 years. So they started last year for 19 under. That's why Abby and Chloe, they know the pressure. They know how to work hard because it's different games in Philippines compared here.
So you were able to observe their growth as a player, some of them like Chloe. What can you say about that?
Some of them are already in their third year, so it's easy for them to actually adjust, especially because when we go to the Philippines, we actually go before a week before the tournament, so they acclimatize the weather and and do some practice message with other schools for them to be ready for the competition.
You have tournaments coming March 2026. Yeah. Is it the earliest one?
Yes.
So can you just give us a quick background of the tournaments that this girl will be joining?
So they're joining Global Hoops and Manila Live. So I'll discuss Manila Live. So Manila Live is basically, it's the grassroots of MBTC. So MBTC is basically players that are 19 and below.
Yeah.
And Manila Live is 16 or...
19 and...
18 and below.
Yep.
Yeah. So basically, that program, MBTC is National Basketball Training Center. They're looking for players that they can actually pick for playing for the national teams. Mm-hmm. So we already have a few players on the girls' side that is playing for Gilas because of this program.
What are you improving with these girls? Like in terms of skill set, training, are you like more hard on them in terms of training than before?
Just mostly gelling as a team. So the chemistry, it's very important. So even you only have like a couple of good, you need five of them playing as one team, one unit, to be able to perform on that level. Mm-hmm. So chemistry and same thing, skill sets as well, and game situation. So run our plays.
How do you maintain the discipline with these girls? For sure, some of them are maybe stubborn. maybe some. But yeah, how do you maintain this? Because it's like you were the second parent of these girls outside the home. So yeah, how do you do that?
The coach and player relationship, it's still in the court. If it's to be trained seriously, it's still, you should be the one actually leading or commanding the team. So if they're mucking around or doing silly stuff, at least call them out. Mm-hmm. So because training is very important for the preparation in playing in Manila.
Oh, for you, Gretel, ano yung gusto mong makuha nila with this training? Like, I know it's a long process, but at least at the end of this tunnel, what do you hope them to get from this journey?
I hope they play in the higher level competition. Like, not only in Philippines, but also in Australia. Like, we're aiming a higher level competition. And I hope they get the discipline and resilience, because they can apply that in their life. Like hard work, discipline, not only basketball, that's a life skill set that we need to maintain. I hope that they don't forget also their parents, that they keep helping them and supporting them, because they believe in you guys, girls, and they also hope that you're going to be in higher competition. And we're helping this girls, bunch of girls, that they can play, like, not only here but national. You're representing national team.
You know, mental health is a big part of sports now. Good thing it's always being talked about now, and we always get to have this focus on this topic. How do you contribute to the mental health of these girls? Of course, because when losing or when they get frustrated with a certain play, it's not like every day it's their game, right? But how do you help them having like a healthy mental health?
I just basically talk to the players, talk to the girls every time. It's so, losing is part of the game, so it's basically, it's just the discipline that we imply with the players. So we just keep talking to the girls, and We just play in the next game. So we always play to the next one.
From your POV, there are sacrifices that we don't often see that these girls are doing. So as a coach, what are the sacrifices that these players are, you know, exhibiting that we don't often see?
Yeah, just their time, very much their time. So training. So most of them trains 7 days a week. So the time alone, and the expenses, traveling back and forth, and those, and the parents as well. So big part of the parents, the commitment of the parents helping the players.
Is it like a mandatory that you always talk to the parents of these girls? Like, you have a healthy communication with them?
Yes.
And why is it very important?
Talking to the parents, because they're the one are supporting the players, their kids. So talking to them is, with an open line, is very important. So if there's issue or any dramas that need to be sorted out right now, it's basically, kasi medyo, pag nagkaroon ng issue, pag nasa tournament or nasa Pilipinas ka na, so here pa lang, we should sort it out now. So what are the expectations? What needs to be done during that tour that we're having in the Philippines?
I think yung open communication with the parents and relationship with the parents, it's very important to us na ma-explain namin yung kanilang, kung ano yung kailangan i-improve ng mga bata, and why the coaches is doing this, and how the more motivation na ginagawa sa girls, pag kinakausap sila, mas maiintindihan din ng parents kung ano yung point of view ng coaches. Very important yon. Yun yung isa sa mga gusto ni Coach Meek and lahat ng mga coaches, na at least we're reaching out with the parents. Medyo mabagal lang minsan, pero we're still there to reach out sa mga parents, and this is for their kids too. Na ano, kasi yung especially the mental health, yung mga coaches and the parents, they are the one helping the kids na yung masettle yung mental health, especially when they are losing or nadadown sila. Mm-hmm. Encouragement yung sa bata. Kasi pag iba yung point of view ng coach and parents, malilito yung bata. So, really important yung relationship ng parents and with the MIC basketball management and coaches.
Okay. And last question, coaches. What's your advice? First, Muna, what's your advice to these girls moving forward in their future in terms of pursuing the sport? And also, to aspiring coaches mm-hmm. like you and doing this certain stuff.
First of all, for the girls is love the game, keep playing hard, and who knows, some of you already in state, so you might play in the Olympics next time, or so just keep playing hard.
Yeah, how about you, Gretel?
Discipline, hard work, enjoy the game, and never stop working hard. Because you never know kung sino yung mga ibang players na nag-work hard. Don't be complacent kung nasan ka ngayon. You need to be working hard so that you're gonna get your dream. We would just like to thank you for all the coaches that helping us, especially the four pillar of MIC Basketball Australia, the MTC Marvin Training and Conditioning under Coach Marvin, BC Ballin under Coach Eric, Melbourne Hoops under our founder and the director of our MIC Basketball Australia, Dave Melbourne Hoops, and our coach director, it's MIC Academy, mm-hmm. Coach Michael Angelo Salon. Thanks for all the trust and sponsor for the girls, and thanks for the MIC Basketball and all the coaches.
Are you all excited to visit the Philippines?
Definitely.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
What are you
looking excited?
What
some
are you
of us
looking
haven't
forward?
Been there in a while.
For some of us, it's our first time playing in the Philippines. For some of us, it's not. So.
Okay. Are you excited, like, to try some Filipino food?
Yes.
Definitely.
What's your favorite Filipino food?
Mine's sinigang.
Sinigang. Oh,
yeah. With fish. Like, I don't.
How about adobo?
Yeah,
I love adobo.
I love lechon too.
Yes.
Why do you hate it?
I prefer tocino.
It depends. Yeah. Actually, depends who cooks it. My mom or dad.
Have you heard balut?
Yes.
No.
Are you willing to try that?
No, I'm not trying that.
Yeah, I've seen it on TikTok, but
is it good?
Nah, I'm good.
It looks scary.
It's not that bad. It just tastes like
you tried it?
Yeah.
It looks scary.
What was the texture?
It genuinely looks scary.
Just last one. I told you, like, I will ask your favorite Filipino words. Just a favorite impression that or expression from your parents that you always hear in your household. Like, with mine, we'll say, naku.
You guys know that sound on TikTok where it's like, I'm pagod, you know? Yeah. And then they start dancing. I always say that one.
Pagod means tired, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, what more?
Mahal kita.
Aww. Oh, good job.
E-like, e-share, mag-comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.